Bruchim Abayim to another week of Parsha Insights. Parshas Vayachol Pekudei Chazak Chazak V'Nischazek. We have the schus of finishing Sefer Shemois. Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zoicha to start learning complete Vayikra as we continue through the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. But for today, Parshas Vayachol Pekudei, the last two in Sefer Shemois, the Shira said Lezecher Nishmas Uleilei Nishmas. Rebecca, Bas, Serena, and Leon ben Rachel, may their neshama tayers have a lichtig gan eden. I am so grateful to everyone for joining this year. Of course, I'm talking about those in front of me in the Heichel, those who are currently listening live, and those who will hear Be'ezus Hashem when it's sent out. Let's try to do some shot them, from Vayakal and some from Pekudei and see if we could find a common denominator. Take a look at something absolutely fascinating. I know normally you could go straight into a Dvar Torah and it doesn't need an introduction. I'd like to give a one-sentence intro to this Dvar Torah brought down from the Sefer Vayishma Moshe from Rav Moshe HaKohen Gordon. I think it is absolutely not only one of the finest and most beautiful Divrei Torah, but so fundamental to our Avodas Hashem. And with that introduction, and I don't think there was a word of hyperbole, listen to what I think is a pshat that's mamish beyond, again, from Rav Moshe HaKohen Gordon. The two psukim I'd like you to look at are right before Perek Lamed Vav. That means if you're looking in Vayakal, it's right after Shlishi or Sheni, when the two parashiyos are together. Take a look in Perek Lamed Hey, and if you're at home, you'll look it up there. Psukim, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel. If you take a look, the Pasuk tells us that there were many different talents that Bezalel possessed. Vayimali, let's learn the Pasuk together, and you should look inside. It will give you an added and extraordinary flavor for the pshat we're about to say. Vayimale Oisai, a reference to he filled him, meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam filled Bezalel, Ruach Elokim, with a godly spirit, Bechochma, with wisdom, Besvuna, with insight, Uvidas, with knowledge, Uvechol Melacha, really every talent and every craft. The next pasuk goes on to tell us that he had the ability to work Bazahav, with gold, Uvakesef, and with silver, Uvanachoshes, and with copper, Bacharoshes Evan, with stone cutting. All of these talents he possessed. I almost wonder, from the fact that I spoke it out and tried to accentuate something, did anybody pick up? I can't say it's an obvious kasha. It's actually a very subtle deal. And if you're listening to these words but you're not looking inside, very slim chance you'll pick up on it, which may want a person at home to run and get a chumash right about now and look at the pasuk inside. The way we translated it was actually 100% correct. And the idea is that he possessed every single one of these talents and these items. Now that's indicated with the letter beis. Beis means with. Bechochma, Bisruna, Vidas, Umechol Melacha, Bazahav, Bakesef, Banachoshes, Bacharoshes Evan. Every time there's a bit, bim means with. He was instilled and filled with wisdom, with insight, with knowledge, with every craft, to work with gold, with silver, with copper, with stone cutting. The only time the bays is missing is by the first one. Vayimali Oisa, he was filled. Now it does mean Biruach Elokim. It does mean that. And if you take a look at the English translation, indeed it says he was filled with Ruach Elokim, the godly spirit. Yet although it means with, there's no bith. The other 10 or 12 times it's there. Notably, this is the only time the beis indicating with is missing. Now, that's a stellar observation and diuk. And the Vayishma Moshe says, so beautifully is to teach us. All of the other things are indeed listed with the bays with to teach you that indeed those were various talents that he possessed. However, when it comes to the first one, which is Ruach Elokim cannot be understood as an added talent, as if you're adding it to the list. Oh, there was Chochmah, and there was Sivuna, there was Das, there was Kol Melacha. That's true, those were all talents. Don't view Ruach Elokim as merely one on the list of an added talent, but rather we're being told that the first thing that a person, hate person, has to be permeated with is Ruach Elokim, Ruach Elokim. A person has to be permeated and saturated with the spirit of Hashem. It's not an added talent. It is the very basis, the yesod, and the foundation that enables everything else that you have to now be complete in its kedusha and its sanctity. In other words, Ruach Elokim must be your very essence. And now that you have the godly spirit within you, now that you have the Ruach Elokim inside, now you could possess the talent of Chochmah and Shvuna and Das and all the others. Because then it creates from the wisdom and the knowledge and the gold and the silver, they become holy objects. In other words, Ruach Elokim is the most fundamental premise for everything that follows. I find that it is one of the most fabulous pshatim that I have ever had the privilege to say over. A person not realizing that would look at Ruach Elokim like just another one of the 10 or 12 things on the list. Just like Bitzal was filled with Bichachma, Bisuna, Bidas, and the rest of the list, which we've said already twice. One could mistakenly, yes, erroneously think that he also was filled b'ruach Elokim, even though that's the way it's translated as with. But rather, says the Vayishma Moshe, what it's teaching us is the first thing that you have to be saturated with is Ruach Elokim, that spirit of Hashem. Now that you're permeating with Ruach Elokim, now you become the clay kibul, and now you become the ability to be the base for all of the other things that will follow. You know, it's similar to what you find in Pirkei Avos, where we're told that there are three crowns, the crown of Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus, and Keser Shem Tov Oila Al Gabehen. Now, that's four. Torah, Kahuna, Malchus, and the crown of a good name is four, not three. It's the exact same concept. Doesn't mean that there's a list of four dvarim over here. The number one crown that a person has to have is, like we said, Ruach Elokim, meaning the fundamental premise of a Keser Shem Tov. And now that you work on the fundamental premise of having a Keser Shem Tov, now you've been saturated and permeated with the things that will now give added value to Keser Kahuna, Keser Torah, and Keser Malchus. But without the Keser Shem Tov, those crowns don't have nearly the same value. And so once again, the beauty of these two pshatim that we just said is how to read a list. One could mistakenly take a look and think, oh, it's just another item on the list. Chalila v'chas. Keser Shem Tov is the essence which gives the glory to the other three. Similarly, when a person works, and we'll talk about seeing what that means. What does it mean? I've spoken out 5-6 times already to possess and permeate yourself and saturate yourself with a Ruach Elokim. What does that mean practically? We'll discuss it in about 10 minutes. But the point is, says the Vayishma Moshe, only when your very basis is Ruach Elokim, only then can you have all of the other added talents. Bid, 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 bid. You know, I think it's similar as well. I heard this pshat a number of years ago. I don't remember from whom? And Ata Choneim, certainly if you say it Nusach Ashkenaz, it says Choneinu Me'itcha Deya Bina V'Haskel. So I remember once hearing a beautiful pshat that another way you could understand these words, the first thing we ask the Ribbono Shel'olam is, Choneinu Me'itcha, please graciously endow us and favor us Me'itcha, with a little bit of you, i.e., let us realize the Tzelem Elokim within. Let us realize the Ruach Elokim within. And now that you've asked to be graciously endowed with Me'itcha, part of the Ribbono Shel Olam in you, now you ask for Deya, Bina, and Seichel. For the Deya, Bina, and Seichel takes on an entirely new meaning and echelon when it's already into a person that has the bracha of Me'itcha, or the bracha of Ruach Elokim, or the bracha of Keser Shem Tov. In all three examples we gave, those are not part of the list. They're the basis of what a Yid must be, and then the list begins. And again, in a few moments, we'll be'ezus Hashem analyze how to get that Ruach Elokim. Take a look a few psukim later, Perek Lamed Vav Posuk Beis. Again, this is from the Tal of the Yairos, but it's the type of pshat that you see it inside, and it's again a scintillating observation. Lamed Vav Beis. Vayikra Moshe El Bezalel Vel Ahaliyav V'yal kol ish chacham lev, asher noso hashem chochma b'liboy, kol asher noso liboy l'korva, el hamalach olasayis oy. So that was Lamed Vav Beis. Now let's take a look at the following. Who exactly is it referring to that the Pasuk is telling us Moshe Rabbeinu called? Well, that we'll be able to see with every time it says the words, Ve'el. Vayikra Moshe El Bezalel, so we know he called him. Ve'el Ehaliyav, we know he called him. Ve'el Kol Ish Chacham Lev, Asher Nasa Hashem Chacham B'Liboy. We now clearly see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the wise-hearted people. But then when it says that seemingly the next group, Kol Asher Nasa Oliboy, every person whose heart stirred within him and inspired him, there it doesn't say that word ve'el. Why not? Why does it say el bitzalv, el aliyav, el kol chacham leiv? Now as well, it should say the next group, ve'el kol asher nesol libay. Why again is that word ve'el missing? If indeed it was another group that was called, so the Talmud Yoyris tells us so beautifully, the reason the word ve'el is missing is to tell you that last group, by no means are they to be understood as the next group of people, but rather it's a definition of the words right beforehand. Who does the Pasuk say right after Bezalel and Ehaliyav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu summoned, Moshe summoned and called? He called Kol Ish Chacham Lev. He called every wise-hearted person. To whom does the Ribbono Shel Olam grant wisdom? To whom does the Ribbono Shel Olam grant wisdom? The answer is, Kol Asher Nesa Libay, anyone who's motivated, anyone whose heart stirs within him, anyone who's inspired enough to start and begin the project of the Mishkan. In other words, says the Talmud Yoyreis, this group is not a fourth group. If it was a fourth group, it would have said the word ve'el, just like ve'el means, and he called, and he called, and he called. This would be the fourth group. Rabbi say it's not a fourth group. It's an explanation why the last group privileged to be summoned. Why was there Ish Chacham Lev? Who are the wise-hearted ones? To whom does Hashem grant the wisdom, the Chochma? The answer is to the one, Asher Nesa'o Liboy, who wants it badly enough. who stirs to do the project of building the Mishkan. The Chafetz Chaim famously said that if a person would like to attain a lofty spiritual goal, exert yourself. Exert yourself with maximum effort, and then you will find the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you and give you the tools and the abilities to succeed. It's similar to what we said this past week in our afternoon Parsha Shir, where we spoke out Parshas Parah, where it says, Odom ki yomos ba'oil, and the Gemara famously at the end of Brachos tells us that what it means, ki yomos ba'oil, means that Torah is going to endure by someone that's meimis atzloi. And that's what it means, Odom ki yomos ba'oil. What does it mean, meimis atzloi? Meimis atzloi means literally that you kill yourself over it. Similar to words the Chofetz Chaim just said, you exert yourself with maximum effort. For those who were Shabbos afternoon at the Shir when I spoke out this Vart, I challenged the Olam. Everyone has a different daily schedule. But is there something you can do to push yourself with a little bit more maximum effort? Odim ki yomos ba'oil, as the Gemara says at the end of Brachos, that Torah will endure by someone that's meimis atzmoi, that's willing to kill themselves, to push themselves, to stir themselves, to inspire themselves to the maximum level. Rabbi say, is that not the way that Tali Iris reads this pasuk so beautifully? Who is the one that Hashem grants chokhmah to? To whom is it that the Ribbono Shel Olam grants the wisdom? To the one that is Nesor Liboy. To the one who stirs himself, like the Chofetz Chaim says, and pushes himself with maximum effort. In fact, there's a beautiful pshat the Zayah tells us. It says in Koheles, how praiseworthy is the one, v'shabeach ani esameisim shekvar meisu, how praiseworthy is the dead who have already died. Now, what does that mean? How are we to understand these seemingly cryptic words, praiseworthy is the dead who has died? If the person's dead, he's died. What does Shlomo HaMelech mean? The Shabeach ani esameisim shekvar meisu. But says the Zohar, based on Mamish, what we just said now from the Gemara at the end of Brachos, that if you want Torah to endure by you, meimis atzmo, you have to kill yourself, exert yourself. That's what it means. The Shabeach ani esameisim. How praiseworthy is it if when a person ultimately dies and goes to the next world, shekvar meisu, shekvar meisu, that he already died during his lifetime. What does it mean he died during his lifetime? Meimis atzmoi. He pushed himself, maximum effort. He pushed himself, nesar liboy, nesar liboy. Oy. A person who passes away after 120 years wants to make sure he arrives there having already died. And by that we mean Shekhar Mesu died meimis atzmai, that he pushed himself, he exerted himself, he went a little bit beyond his comfort zone to a level he felt, I didn't know. I remember a few years ago speaking in one of the local neighborhoods at a siyum for one of the Shisha Siddurim, but the person was Mesayim this Seder in Gemara. Many people had finished it with the cycle of the Daf Yomi. And I spoke about this concept, and one person came over to me particularly emotionally, and he said to me, for years he had attended Siyumim, and he was on the other side of the table. He was never the Messiah. He was the one who always came along to enjoy the Suda and to be there for his friend who was the Messiah. And he never believed that he'd ever see the day where he would be on the other side of the table with the Mesayimim saying Hadron Aloch, whichever Seder we were celebrating that night. So when I spoke out about this concept about to have maximum effort, to become the one who is Nesa'a Libay, where you literally push yourself, like it says, Meimis Atzmai, V'shabeach Ani Es HaMeisim, Shekvar Mesu, when a person leaves this world after 120 years, he wants to make sure that he leaves and dies as someone who has already died. in the sense that he was mei mesasri, maximum effort. He was inspired. He put in the effort and he pushed himself. That's the way a person wants to live. I don't give specifics because with every person having different backgrounds and different daily schedules, what is pushing for one is not pushing for the other and vice versa. But everyone, men, women, and children, obviously on different levels, have the ability to hear these words, and maybe they'll talk and say, yeah, I could be on the other side of the table. For years I wasn't, and I never chalomed it could be me. But now I am, and I'm saying those words, Hajr Allah, whatever it might be. And that's the way that Talia Yoris learns the Pasuk so beautifully. That group merited wisdom and merited the Chochmah from Hashem because they were Nesah Libay, because they pushed with and exerted themselves with the effort. Hashem blesses you. He gives you the tools and the ability that a person didn't know they possessed. As famously it says, Peseach es yadecha umasbia l'chol chayrotzayim. The literal translation is that we ask Hashem, he always opens up his hand and he satisfies us with all of our desire and our needs. But as you know, I've said a few times, a pshat is so hard to get out of your mind. Why would you want to get it out of your mind when it's literally something you could think about every day? Peseach es yadecha, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umasbia l'chol chai, please, please satisfy me with ratzon. Give me the desire. Give me the ratzon. Give me the passion. Give me the ratzon that I have the ability to exert myself beyond what I thought I was capable of. Umasbia l'chol chai. What does every person want to be satisfied with? You should want the gift called Ratzayim. Because when you have Ratzayim, you become from those who are Kol Asher Nesa'o Liboy. And then you merit the bracha of Chacham Lev. And that's the way the Talia Yoris reads the Pasuk so beautifully. And I think, by the way, we started to answer our opening question. We asked the Shaila when we said the Pshat from the Vayishma Moshe. I was hoping that the Torah would warm the Olam up. I see that we still have to say different Shatim. All right, so we'll give you another mitzvah. You see, those who are listening live and those who are going to hear it, they're going to enjoy in the comfort. They don't know that we're going through the air on, the air off. They're wondering, and they're probably thinking, who am I to complain? Today was 87 degrees, and up there where they're waiting for an ice storm. Right, by the time they hear this, everybody should be gesund. But you keep getting mitzvahs. That's the important thing. I think we're starting to answer the question as I want to bring it to the last part of the shir. Our opening question was from the Vayishma Moshe. I think we said it very clearly. Every person has to have as their basis Ruach Elokim. Now when you have Ruach Elokim, now you could have the entire list of all the other things that we mentioned, similar to what I said about Chaneinu Me'itcha and a Keser Shein Tov. Again, that Ruach Elokim is the basis for everything else to now be an added talent. What can one do practically, pragmatically, tangibly, to be zeichet, to be saturated with the Ruach Elokim? I think the answer is what we just said the last few minutes in the Talei Eiris. To ask Hashem to grant us the Ratzayim, the will. Rabbi, we mean this literally. When you dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam, you say, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me the Siyata Deshmaya to have the Ratzayim, to have the will, the want, the passion, the bread, the desire. Because when you're zoicha to that bracha of ratzayin, then you put in maximum effort. Then you exert yourself a bit more. And when you put in more effort and you exert yourself a bit more, that's when you now become the recipient of Ruach Elokim. I think it's a formula that's clear. And I'll bring you a raya from something in Parshas Pekudei. A fabulous shot. After all, if it's Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, we have to say something from Pekudei. Please take a look at the last pasuk in Perek Lamedtes. Vayivorech Hoysa Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a bracha. And what, pray tell, was that bracha? If you take a look, Rashi tells us, clearly Moshe said, here are the words of the bracha. I hope you're looking at Rashi inside. Yehi Ratzon Shetisha Shechina B'Masi Yedeichem. May it be your will that the Shechina will be B'Masi Yedeichem in all of the work of your hands. Many years ago, I heard such a fabulous pshat. This is an unusual formula of Yehi Ratzon. Most often, when we start Yehi Ratzon, we say Yehi Ratzon, and now what would the next words be? Yehi Ratzon Milifnei Avinu Shebashemayim. Yehi Ratzon Lufanecha Hashem Elikeinu Velekei Aviseinu. Yehi Ratzon Lufanecha Hashem Elikei Velekei Avasai. I just gave you but three or four examples. That's the way they all start Yehi Ratzon. Hashem, may it be your will, may it be the will of our Father in heaven, may it be the will of our fathers, and but that's the way they all start. But here, seemingly when Moshe gave us the bracha, he didn't speak out whose ratzon it is. He said, Yehi ratzon shetishra shechina b'masa yedeichem. Why didn't he follow all of the other formulas and say, Yehi ratzon lefanecha Hashem elokeinu melkei aviseinu, shetishra shechina b'masa yedeichem, or Yehi ratzon milfnei avinu shebashamayim, shetishra shechina b'masa yedeichem? Why is it left out whose ratzon it is? Open your heart to the answer. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, Tayre, Klal Yisrael, before it could be the Ratzon of Hashem, it first has to be your Ratzon. I want to see your Ratzon. And if I see that it's your Ratzon, then it becomes the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ratzon. So the way to interpret these words is that Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, Yehi Ratzon, may it be your will, every father, every mother, every person, every yid, Yehi Ratzon, may it be your will, Shetisha Shechina B'Masa Yedeichem, that the Shechina will be in everything that you do. Because if it's your Ratzon first, then it becomes Yehi Ratzon Mefnei Avinu Shebashamayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam's Ratzon as well. Oy, is that a pshat? Is that a pshat? And I must say, Bechazdei HaGodol, it really ties the shir together. Because in the opening of the shir, we explained multiple times the most important thing to possess is Ruach Elokim, the Me'itcha. Then everything else becomes far more meaningful. But the major shaila, how does one get and possess and saturate themselves with Ruach Elokim? We answered clearly. You have to have that ratzon. You have to become the person that exerts themselves with maximum effort in his soul, libay. The pasuk clearly says it's to that person. Hashem says, I'll give you chachma and chachma and more chachma. But you have to ask Hashem to help you. Give me the ratzon. And with the ratzon, you elevate yourself until Ruach Elokim becomes entrenched within you. And that's mamish the way you find it. Pekudei Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yehi ratzon. But he doesn't say Hashem's ratzon. Because it's a reminder, first it has to be my ratzon, your ratzon, our ratzon. New Rabbi say, is it? What's your ratzon? What is your ratzon? What is it that you want so passionately? If the dover that's your deepest ratzon is, Shetishra Shechina B'Masa Yedeichem, to serve Hashem with ratzon, then it becomes his ratzon. And we talk a merit that bracha. So I say, Rabbi say, to conclude this year, Yehi ratzon, may it be our desire, Shetisha Shechina B'Masa Yedeichem, to exert ourselves and to put in maximum effort, each one according to our Yechayus, so that we can then merit the bracha of Yehi Ratzon Milifnei Avinu Shebashamayim, it becomes His will with a capital H. Because when that happens, the Ruach Elikim is something that lives within us. Be'ezras Hashem, may that be fulfilled for each and every member of Klal Yisrael as we are zeichet to finish Sefer Shemoy, so we say together, Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek. Thank you.